William Hill's In Play Radio.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the 2014 Masters. The top 16 players in the world will be heading to the Ali Pali for what's always a great tournament. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is former professional Ian McCulloch. How are you, Ian?
I'm all right, Mark. Looking forward to the tournament. It's a great perk for being a top 16 player.
It is, yes. And does it mean more to players to win the Masters because it's the top 16 players you're beating the best in the world?
It's one of the big three, obviously, behind the world and the UK, and you know, you've got players who win the world and win the UK, and obviously want to win the Masters to sort of like call it the Grand Slam as such. So that they're always training this. It's a little bit different kind of pressure because they're not playing for ranking points; they're just playing for pride and money. But they all still want to win it.
Okay, we'll start by having a quick look through the outright betting, and then Ian's going to take us through the eight matches of the opening round as well. And at the top of the betting, no real surprise to see Ronnie O'Sullivan is usually the favourite for these competitions. He's 11-4 to win this year's Masters, four times a previous winner of the competition, beaten by Stuart Bingham in the quarterfinals of the UK Championship last time we saw him on our TV screens. What do you make of Ronnie O'Sullivan coming into this?
He's obviously got his game head on this year, hasn't he? He won the world title last April, and without playing, I think he only played one other match last season, but obviously this season he's competed in a lot. I think he's won one or two PTCs, and he's, you know, he's always a threat. I always have a bit of a theory, Ronnie. I always think he's a little bit short at the start. I mean, 11-4 is a little bit of value, but I think that tells you the quality of the field. He's got a pretty decent opener against Robert Milkins, which is a game that I would expect him to win. But then from then on, it doesn't get any easier.
Okay, so at 11-4, would you look elsewhere at the moment?
I think I would do, yeah.
Okay. Joint second favourites, in fact, are Mark Selby and Neil Robertson. They're both 11-2. We'll start with Selby. He's the reigning Masters champion, relinquished his UK Championship crown when losing to Robertson last time we saw him on TV. But he'd be only the fourth player to defend the Masters should he do it this year. What do you make of him at 11-2?
Well, I actually think there's a bit of value in Mark. He plays the percentage game very, very well, very hard to fluster, and which basically means he can play 50% of his game and still be very difficult to beat. He's won this tournament three times before. He's only ever lost his opening match in it once. I think it's his seventh or eighth appearance in the tournament, and he just obviously loves playing in the tournament. I think he's currently world number two at the moment. Neil's number one, you know, and you're getting a try with Mark Selby, and he was actually my pick out of all the outright bets, and I thought 11-2, there was a little bit of value there.
Okay, Mark Selby then, a bit of value at 11-2. Neil Robertson, the other joint second favourite, won the UK Championship last month, of course. World number one, always going to be there and thereabouts, isn't he?
Oh, very much so. You know, like I said, world number one, you can't get any better, can you? A bit of a stat for you. Neil Robertson actually makes more century breaks more consistently than Stephen Hendry ever did at his best. He's an absolute phenomenal scorer in amongst the balls. He's got a good record here. He won it a couple of years ago. He was runner-up last year. He has one or two little blips where he's lost in the first round, but you know, he's another great player who loves the event.
Ding Junhui is next in the betting, the only other player in single figure prices. He's 13-2. He's won plenty of events this season, a hat trick of successive titles earlier on in the year, winning the Shanghai Masters, the Indian Open, and the International Championship. Mm-hmm. Playing well at the moment, isn't he, Ding?
He is. The only worry for me is he might have done a little bit too much pre-season. The Christmas break could have well done him the world of good. I dare say he'll have had a couple of weeks off after the UK Championships. Won this, you know, a couple of years ago, but he's also had a few first round losses. He has been superb in the first half of the season, as you said, but Ding still has habits of being a little bit inconsistent, and he never jumps out in the outright betting for me.
Okay, Judd Trump is next in the betting. He's 10-1, and he's a player that I'm finding increasingly hard to get a handle on. He's got obviously massive amount of potential, but he's struggling a bit at the moment, isn't he?
He is. Judd, you know, 3 years ago, Judd took the world by storm, didn't he? He won the William Hill UK Championships, and everybody thought he was going to take the world by storm. But all of a sudden now, 2 years down the line, and Judd is starting to defend them big ranking points that he picked up a couple of years ago, and he isn't quite the same player at the moment. His form's been very in and out. You know, he's throwing a good result in, and then, the day after, he's losing to somebody you wouldn't expect. And again, he's still very... if you want to a better word, he's still very green when it comes to winning big titles. You know, he's obviously a contender, but for me, still a little bit too inconsistent to back with any real conviction.
Okay, then we've got three players on 16 to 1. Those are John Higgins, Mark Allen, and Stuart Bingham. Any of those stand out to you?
Did I hear you right? 16 to 1 on John Higgins. That is unbelievable, isn't it? What a player John Higgins has been in the past. I think he's won this three or four times. You know, just an absolute quality performer. The reason he's 16 to 1 is because he has been a little bit out of form, hasn't he? I could have a little each way bets on John Higgins, definitely.
Okay, and then it's 18 to 1 or bigger prices, the rest of the players. Anybody at big odds that you want to chuck in there as well?
I mean, players like Stuart Bingham, he plays John Higgins in the first round, but some like Stuart Bingham, you know, he's a big invitation event specialist. He's won the Premier League in the past, always a threat is Stuart. And Ricky Walden, he's just won the Championship League Group 1 last week. He plays Barry Hawkins' first match. Ricky's still a little bit inconsistent, but if he turns up with his A game, he doesn't fear anybody, and he's a very, very hard player to stop.
Okay, one more that I just want to get your thoughts on as well before I move on. Sean Murphy, big old price at 25 to 1. If he brings his best game, he's changed his diet as well recently. Do you think that'll have an effect?
Yeah, it wouldn't do me any harm that much, to be honest. I mean, his track record in the event isn't superb, to be honest. He's only been a runner at once in the event, and he's had quite a few first round losses. But he did hit a maximum last week. I know he's been tinkering around with his cue as well, changing cues. But he did hit a maximum, this week in the Championship League down at Crondon Park. So he's obviously in some sort of form. And the things with Sean, he plays a very, very open and a very aggressive game. And it has to be happening for him. But if it happens for him, he can win the world title. He can win the UK like he's done in the past. If he can win them too, he can definitely win the Masters.
Okay. Before we move on to the opening round matches, then let's just have a quick summary in. If you would spin us through who you... Yeah, I'll let you have a couple of picks at this. Who would you side with in this year's Masters?
If I was going to have my biggest bet would be on Mark Selby. He loves the event. He's a trier, which is one of the golden rules to backing in snooker. And for two outsiders, maybe Stuart Bingham and Ricky Walden.
Okay, on to the matches then. The first of the matches gets underway on Sunday afternoon. It's reigning champion Mark Selby against Mark Davis. Mark Selby 1-4, Mark Davis 3-1. Are those prices about right for you?
I actually think so. It sounds a bit daft. I think 1-4 on Selby is a little bit of value. You know, he's 13-2 up on the head-to-heads. And the two that Mark Davis has actually beaten him has been in the Six Reds World Championships and the Championship League over the best of five. You know, Selby's won this event three times. Mark Davis is the third time he's played in the event. He's never won a game there. For me, you know, Mark Davis, obviously he's become a very good match player in the last few years. But he just still doesn't win enough top-end matches for me, Mark Davis, against the real cream players like Mark Selby obviously is. And I actually think Selby at 1-4, there's a little bit of value. And I think Selby wins with a little bit in hand. I think he wins 6-2 or 6-3.
Okay, 6-2 or 6-3. 6-2 is 9-2, and Selby to win 6-3 is 4-1. So a bit of value there on the correct scores as well. On to the second match. This is on Sunday evening. Stuart Bingham against John Higgins. Bingham 10-11, Higgins 10-11. We can't split them in the betting, Ian, can you?
The reason the 10-11 is purely based on current form. Bingham's in the last sort of like 12, 18 months, 2 years since he won the Australian Open. Bingham's never looked back, where John's been a little bit inconsistent. You know, he's having one good tournament, one bad tournament. I think he turns 40 this year and next year, John. So he is sort of like coming towards the back end of his career. But again, John, he's just such a supreme match player. He's 8-4 up on the head-to-heads with Bingham. He won 5-0 the last time they played, which was in last year's World Open. And he's won 5 of the last 6 meetings. So it doesn't bode well for Bingham here. You know, Higgins, as I said earlier, he's been a twice winner of this event. I thought he'd actually won it more than that. And Bingham's only ever won one game, and this is his fifth appearance, and that was against Steve Davis back in 2006. And I know Stuart's in great form, but it's a slightly longer match, best of 11, and I'm slightly going to tip the scales in John Higgins' favour here.
Okay. What kind of score would we be looking at here, then? Would you think it'd be tight?
He's not going to get it all his own way, I don't think, but the thing is with John, he strangles you. He's such a good match player. Stuart will have to get out the blocks quick. He did beat John in the semi-finals of the Premier League last year, 5-4, but Stuart had quite a bit of form in that match, hence his nickname Ball Run, he won't mind me saying that. But I think John wins this one, and I think he wins it 6-3 or 6-4.
Okay, 6-3, 13-2, and 6-4 is 11-2. On to Monday's matches. The afternoon match is Judd Trump against Marco Fu. Trump is 4-9, Marco Fu is 7-4. So, odds on for Judd Trump. We've talked about how he's probably lacked a bit of consistency at the moment. Do you think he wins this first round match?
Yeah, I think I do, just purely because Marco, again, he's very, very up and down. You know, for two quality players, to only have one runners-up spot in the Masters between them in 10 previous appearances, it's a bit surprising, really. Trump, you know, it's only his fourth appearance, so he can be excused a little bit. But Fu's track record, you know, in the Masters isn't great. As I said, he had a runner-up spot a few years ago. He's had a lot of first-round losses, though. You know, he's still a little bit inconsistent for me. And I think this is a case of more how Marco plays than how Judd plays. I think if Marco plays badly, I think Judd breezes it. If Marco plays well and Judd plays well, it could be an absolute humdinger because they're both big scorers in the balls. It's just that Marco, when he's not on his A game, he does tend to miss a lot of silly balls. And I think 4-9 on Trump's priced absolutely right. I don't think he has it all his own way. I'm going to say 6-4 Judd Trump.
6-4 to Judd Trump and 24-5 on the betting there. And the evening match on Monday is Stephen Maguire against Joe Perry. 4-7 for Maguire. Joe Perry is 11-8. How do you see this one going?
I actually think this is the better of the round, 4-7 on Maguire. 10-2 up on the head-to-heads. Perry's two wins have been in a 3-1. He beat him 3-1 seven or eight years ago in the Grand Prix. And then he did beat Maguire 13-12 in the quarters of the world again 5 or 6 years ago. The Masters track record does it for me here. Maguire's been to the semi-final three times. This is Perry's sixth appearance in the event, yet to win a match. And he's only averaged out at about 2.5 frames a match in them five previous appearances. You know, off his past appearances, he clearly doesn't like the event. Maguire's a great campaigner. Perry did win Group 2 of the Championship League this week, beating Judd Trump 3-0 in the final. But it's one thing doing it in confined spaces where there's nobody watching. It's another thing doing it at Ali Pally when there's going to be 1,500, 2,000 people watching. Big, you know, it's a big, big match. Maguire is a big, big match player, and I think Maguire is the better of the round at 4-7.
Okay, better of the round then, Stephen Maguire. What kind of scoreline would you be siding with?
Again, with Perry's track record of only winning an average of just under 2.5 frames a match, I'm going to go 6-2 or 6-3 Maguire.
Okay, 6-2 is 13-2, and 6-3 is 5-1. On to Tuesday's games. Ding Junhui against Sean Murphy is the first of them to get underway. Ding Junhui 1-2, Sean Murphy 8-5. Could be tricky this one to call.
Yeah, I actually think Murphy's a little bit of value here. As I said earlier, he had a maximum this week in the Championship League. And he looks like he's coming into a bit of form. He has been tinkered around with his cue. He leads Ding 9-8 on the head-to-heads, and he also leads 5-3 on games that they've played over the best of 11, which is the duration of the match on Tuesday. A little bit of Masters previous as well. Ding beat him a couple of years ago. I think it was about 2008, 2009 in the last 16. Ding's obviously won the event before, but he's also had a lot of first-round losses. Murphy's only ever had a runners-up in this event a couple of years ago. This is a real tough one to call this. There's no great value on the outrights. If I was going to back anybody on the outrights, I'd have to back Murphy 8-5 just because he's an odds against price. But I think this is 6-4 either way.
Okay, 6-4 either way. You get 15-2 about Murphy to win 6-4, and you can have 24-5 for Ding to win 6-4 as well. So you could Dutch those two, couldn't you, and still make a profit if that's the outcome. Yeah. Next up on Tuesday evening is Ronnie O'Sullivan against Robert Milkins. And Ronnie O'Sullivan, the shortest price of the players in the first round. He's 1-7 to beat Robert Milkins, who is 9-2. So 1-7, skinny enough for some people, but is it the correct price about Ronnie?
Well, 1-7 shorter than my earmark, isn't it? I think it's absolutely right, to be honest. 24-4 Ronnie leads on a frame counting career meetings. Ronnie's 3-1 up, but the one that Robert Milkins won was in the one-frame shootout, if you can count it. The three that Ronnie's won have been 5-1, 13-2 and 6-0. You know, and it's Milkins' first time at the Masters. Ronnie's won it four times in the past. He's been runner-up five times. I mean, he's made the final nine times in 20 appearances. You know, the guy is still a phenomenal campaigner. He's 38, coming up 39 now. He's I really can't see anything for Robert Milkins here.
Okay. 1-7's short enough for people to want to back, though. So any value in the correct scores? How do you see it going? Do you think it'll be another Ronnie White
one? I think, you know, it will suit Milkins playing at Ronnie's pace, but all of a sudden, you know, I've been there myself. I've played Ronnie O'Sullivan when we used to play at the Conference Centre. 2,000 London is in against a Northern lad. He's not a good mix. And Robert Milkins is going to have the same thing to contend with. It's an evening match. It's going to be packed. I'm going to say 6-2 Ronnie.
Okay, 6-2 to Ronnie is 18-5 on the betting on the site at the moment. On to the final day of action in the first round. That's on Wednesday, and it's Neil Robertson against Mark Allen to get us underway. It's 1-2 for Neil Robertson. Mark Allen 8-5. How do you see this one going?
They've got a bit of Masters previous, these two. They've played twice before, and Allen's won 1-6-4 a couple of years ago, and Neil won 6-5 in the quarterfinals last year. Neil's obviously won the event in 2012, runner-up last year. He's world number one. He's a quality player, but he's playing a battler in Mark Allen, isn't he? And 8-5 does look a little bit of value. But I just think Mark's been not quite anywhere near the top of his game this season so far, where Neil has been at the top of his game, and that's why he's got to, you know, he's at the world number one spot. And I think Neil wins.
1-2. Not the worst price you're going to get about a world number one either, but if you could pick a correct score, you'd be even more in profit.
You've got a tough little cookie in Mark Allen. He doesn't give up. He's gritty. But the thing is with Neil Roberts, he's now developed into an all-round match player. He's got a great safety game, great long potting. Every department of his game is very, very strong. And I think he wins, 6-3.
Okay, then 6-3 is priced up at 24-5 at the moment. And the final match of the opening round is Barry Hawkins against Ricky Walden. Another tight one to call, really. Barry Hawkins 10-11, as is Ricky Walden. So a pick 'em on the prices. Who do you side with, Ian?
This is the absolute nightmare match of the tournament. Really tough to call this, hence the price at 10-11 each of two. It's 3-3 on games over the best of 11. It's a rerun of that World Semi they had early in the year when Ricky led 6-2 and I think he lost 17-13 or 17-14 or something like that. Hawkins has never won a match in the Masters, though. This could be a deciding factor. He did lose 6-5 to Trump last year after leading 5-3. You know, couldn't get over the winning line. It's only Walden's third appearance, but he beat Mark King a few years back, so he might just have the slight edge there. Really, really tough one to call. I'd love to see Ricky Walden win. I'd love to see Ricky Walden do well. He's a good mate of mine. But I think this one goes to a decider, so I'm going to say 6-5 either way.
Okay, 6-5 either way. 11-2 for Hawkins to win 6-5, and Walden to win 6-5 is also 11-2, as you'd expect, because they're the same price in the outright betting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tight one to call, that last one. Thank you, Ian. It's been a pleasure to speak to you once again.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the opening round, and we'll speak to you again later on in the tournament.
Cheers, Mark. Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.